I don't know if you guys saw the footage. It's just playing everywhere. Yeah. You can Google it, Ray Rice.
Right. And you know what? And I think the police saw the other footage, you know, from inside the elevator, because they say they saw that tape. You know, we saw the tape when after outside. The elevator
the after
opened.
Effects.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, I know I have a lot of guys going back and forth with me. I raised my boys never to strike a woman. Mm-hmm. There is a strength difference.
Right.
There is, you know, there's just a man physically has an advantage.
No, I mean, that's your fiance. I mean, wow, you're really trying to hit her like a man in the streets?
And if she winds up marrying him,
oh no,
that's going to be a problem. You know, I don't know. Is he done? 1-877-727-7746. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. I just want to give a shout out to my little cousin, Michaela, the little girl, 8-year-old girl that got shot. She's doing much better. She's, you know, recovering very well.
Thank God.
But this Paul from D.C. But I just wanted to say, if his career isn't over, it should be. I mean, that was despicable. I saw the video on TMZ yesterday, the way he dragged. I mean, she literally was out. Cold.
Yeah.
I mean, like Floyd Mayweather hit her or something. And I'm saying, I don't know if he's suffering from a little man complex, but that was despicable.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, he had a bad year last year as a running back.
Yeah.
So, you know, it might be an easy move for the Ravens to say, boom, you're out of here.
But he was a bigger star than Ocho. At this point in his career, he's a bigger star than Ocho was down in Miami.
And, Russ, remember, this happened with the Ravens before, because remember Terrell Suggs went through something similar to this. And
with him and, yeah, you're
him
right
and his
about
fiance.
That.
Yeah, but he's got a new contract, right, for 4 years?
Sure.
So there you go.
1-877-PAR-SHOW, good morning.
Good morning. This is Tiffany from Winchester. I'm thinking they'll probably keep him around. Even though he did beat her up like that, it's wrong, but they'll probably keep him around.
And we must add that it's alleged, because we didn't see the footage on the elevator.
No, right.
We haven't seen that. But, you know, hey, there are a lot of guys in the NFL that the NFL knows about that are women beaters, you know, drug addicts, the whole nine, you know. And, you know, it depends on your status as a player.
Right.
You know, what do they cover up? Good morning. Hello.
What's going on, Russ?
How you doing, man? Your comment, please.
I don't think they should ban him from the NFL. He can revamp himself. I mean, look at Chris Brown, that whole situation. It just all depends on the moves he takes from this point on.
Yeah, well, so you think he deserves a another chance?
Oh, he gone.
Pretty much. Okay. Good morning. Hello.
Tony Ray.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, that's not cool, man. As a man, you shouldn't be putting your hands on a woman at all. Like, that's not cool at all.
What was that all about, Soup?
He had to get her out of the elevator. I mean, I guess whatever happened took place in the elevator, and then they reached the bottom floor, and now the elevator's open. He couldn't just leave her in there unconscious. He had to get her out of the elevator. And like you say, he's a small man. I think he was actually struggling to get her out of the elevator.
But he lifts weights. You see his arms?
Yeah.
But he's
his
short.
Arms as big as some people's thighs.
But he's short, so he would have to actually lift her up above his head.
And they arrested both of them, correct?
Yes.
Because
it's alleged that she struck him first.
Right.
Not that that makes a difference.
It doesn't make a difference, but according to the law, it does.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. I think that his career is over. Because I believe the NFL is probably going to immediately suspend him. And with these teams, the only thing they care about is winning and producing. And his year last year was mediocre at best. So I can't see the Ravens standing behind him or trying to rally behind him. And as far as striking women, say that again?
The video evidence is overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Could he actually put on a professional uniform and go to any city and that city not get picketed? You know? I don't know if that's going to be able to happen.
Man, you know, they let Kobe fly back and forth from a rape trial to go play basketball on a private jet.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
It depends on how good of a player you
are.
Exactly.
Because if you're Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Roethlisberger. Mm-hmm. Not once.
Twice. Yes.
Wow. Going to the Twitter, at Russ Parr Show. I've seen some females whoop a dude like Floyd B. Canelo. Learn from the Cleveland bus driver. Stop hitting men, ladies. So it's gonna let's put it on her, on the ladies.
The woman. Wow.
B. Hall says, I don't think they're going to get rid of him. Ray Lewis allegedly murdered someone, and he was the captain.
But he was acquitted.
He lied to the police acquitted of that. Covered up the crime, yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, it depends on your star power. And I'm not sure if Ray has the star power to sustain this. But at the same time, man, I'm going to be watching to find out where his fiance is going to be at, you know. In the next 3 months, is she going to file charges or what? But that's scary. When you knock somebody out like that, you don't know if you killed them or not.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going on.
That's crazy. Anyway, you guys can tweet me at Russ Parr Show. You can email me. That address is email russparr@gmail.com. Feel free to make your comments. I'll read them on the air. Very simple. Hang out.